Blog
Aloha, everybody. This is your host, Jennifer O'Neill, and we have a really cool show today. It's called Ask Jennifer. So I get a lot of requests when I'm doing other radio shows on just, doing some mini readings on the air, which I love to do for you guys because everybody can afford to have a reading. And I just want to let everybody know we have a ton. My switchboard is just lit up completely, so we're going to keep the calls to one question, which should be plenty for everyone. We're going to try to get to all of you guys as best that I can, since we only have about a half hour for the show here. And so I'm just going to go ahead and start really soon. I just want to let everybody know and remind everybody about the website inspirationalexaminer.com. That is a new website that I have. inspirationalexaminer.com. You totally want to check this out because I do different blog posts every week. And one of the cool things I'm going to be doing on that website is eventually here in the next month or so, if you start seeing a number 10 on the website, it'll be somewhere on that website. It'll be big enough so you can see, not like it's Where's Waldo or anything. But if you see that and click on it, for one day every month, I'm going to run a $25 for 10 minutes reading special. So that's really going to be a great thing. People love them. My clients get so excited when I run them. And bear with me for a second, guys. Okay, so that wasn't me. Apparently this has a mind of its own. So anyways, definitely go over to inspirationalexaminer.com. Get on there and make sure your email address is entered in. Check it. Look for the number 10. You're going to love the blog post. It'll be really fun. So we're going to get started with our first caller here. We have an area code 207. Hello? 207?
Hello. Hello, this is
Dee. Hi, Dee. How
like
are
to
you?
Know, okay. I'd like to know if you see anything
fast.
Coming up.
You're ready to go
What's
already
that?
With the question. I said you're fast. You're ready to go already with the question.
Yes, I am. I want to know what you see coming up in my love life.
Has your love life been, like, a little rocky not very long ago? Like, how long have you not had someone in your life?
I've had someone on and off in my life, and I have someone steady in my life who I don't want in my life.
Okay, because I'm just feeling like your love life is really rocky right now. So, and the reason I'll clarify that for you a little bit is because a lot of people that call in, they're like, well, what do you see for my love life? You know, when's someone coming in? But I immediately seen some rockiness in your love life. And so I don't think you and the person that you're currently with or that keeps coming in and out of your life, because it seems like that they're in and out. Does that make sense? Like, you guys are on and off type of thing. Okay. Terrible match for you. I'm sure he'd be a fine match for somebody. Not that he's a horrible person or anything. Potentially, you guys just don't gel at all. And he's kind of stubborn. And you have a little bit of a strong personality as well. So it's like, you're both trying to sort of stand some ground a little bit, and then it's not working. I see complete friction with that. So my advice to you is to let that go and, be friends, be connected if you choose. My advice to you is when you let this one go, be more conscious of the type of person that you want to bring in that more equally matches you, instead of just going, he's cute. Instead of doing that, kind of be more consciously aware of what type of person you want to draw in, because I don't see that you have that much trouble pattern relationships are bringing men into your life. So I think that within about 6 months or so of letting this one go, you'll bring a softer, more sensitive, more well-matched person into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And, you know, you can keep doing this if you want to. You're more than welcome to. It's your life. I just don't see it getting any better. I always see the constant friction. So if you're going to stay in it, just be aware that that's going to continue.
Yeah.
I know it sucks, but, you know, that's...
And the one I'm with now, how do you see that?
You know, I don't see it lasting. It's very light, the relationship. I don't see it being a long-term laster, I guess I want to say. I think that you actually kind of get a little bored and sort of disinterested eventually. But, all right, I got to get to the next caller. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye. I am going to put everybody back on hold after I answer your questions, just in case you want to still listen. We're at area code 412. Aloha.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My name's Keisha. I wanted you to look at a relationship I'm in also.
Okay,
I was just wondering where this relationship was heading.
Okay. You know, it feels like that it has some, well, it could go a little bit further type of thing to it. But you seem to be kind of mad at this person a lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm just seeing you kind of stand up. Pardon? I said they get on my nerves. Yeah, because I'm kind of seeing you sort of stand in the corner with one eyebrow up, like, really? You know, seriously. So, you know, and the other person, your significant other, is kind of not real mature in the fact of you're more mature, and so they like to have more fun or be more goofy, where you're just like, come on, you know, serious? Where's your maturity? So I guess I feel like this relationship's going to be up to you. I mean, you can keep going the way it's going for a while, but this person is not as mature as you, and they're not going to change that anytime soon. I think a better match for you would be somebody with a better stable as far as career-oriented. In other words, that's a focus or important to them more so than having fun, because you like to be a little bit taken care of. You know, you like to know that there's somebody holding their own weight and possibly taking care of you every now and again.
He has money, so that ain't really the issue. You know? He got a lot of money.
His behavior is, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I mean, is his focus is really on having fun. But if you lighten up a little bit, if you want to, you'll have to lighten up a little bit to continue the relationship. If you continue to be irritated by this person and have them drive you nuts, it's not going to last very long. Because, and by very long, I mean, you know, months, or not like days. You need to either get kind of meet in the middle where you sort of lighten up a little bit more. And I know you probably don't want to hear that, but if you do lighten up a little bit more, because actually he brings out a good side of you where sometimes you're a little too serious and he can lighten you up more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it may be good for you, Keisha. It may be good. You may, you know, I mean, if he's going to pay his own stuff, and if you can lighten up a little bit and maybe tell him, you know, let's mature you up a tad bit, then you kind of can meet in the middle. It has potential for sure. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful day, Keisha.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have another area code 267.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi, this is Jessica from Philadelphia.
Okay, I didn't catch your... Did you say Jessica?
Yeah, Jessica from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay, you sounded a little muffled for a minute. What's your question, Jessica?
Hi, I'm going through a life change where I'm planning on not attending school for one semester because I'm so stressed out. I was wondering what my ancestors thought of that because I'm just so tired right now. Or
well, your
answer, what do you think about it?
You
yeah,
taking
either
a break
you. Yeah, I'm planning on doing that next semester because I'm just so tired and I'm stressed out. And I'm worried about what my parents might think about it.
Well, your parents would be like, what do you mean? We're all stressed out. Get back to school. You know what I'm saying? But that's just kind of their feelings. But and they kind of say that now, actually, is they're just kind of like, you know what? Everybody's stressed out. This is welcome to being an adult type of thing, which is kind of funny. But, you know, I think that a couple of different things. I get you're stressed out, and I feel that the more stressed out that you are, the you know, the harder it is on your health, period. I don't know if you ever listened to any of my other shows, but the stress level will bring your health down where you can get colds and flus and that sort of thing easier. But my opinion is I feel that you could lighten your stress in some other areas instead of school, and I would do that instead because I feel that you would be you're going to be a little bit regretful that you didn't continue on with the next semester and try to lighten your stress in other areas. So that's my suggestion to you is to not try to cut out the school stress, but to cut out the other stress. And the reason I tell you that is because financially, in the long term, it's going to get you ahead quicker and it's going to get you where you want to be quicker. And I feel that you're jumping the gun a little bit. I totally understand that you're under a lot of stress. I can see it. But I know that you're really strong, and I know that you can do it. And it's kind of like that last stretch of a marathon where you kind of find something where you just keep going, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's my suggestion to you, and that's what Mom and Dad are saying. But FYI, if you choose to do the other route and take a semester off, you make sure you register for that the semester after that early because I have a feeling you may put it off if you don't.
Oh, okay.
You know? Okay?
Wow. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we have area code 219. Aloha.
Hello. This is Trish from this is Trisha, and just calling to ask about the me and my family. What you see us doing, like relocating this year? Well, we only have 2 months left for the year to finish, but there's so much that I'm expecting to happen. So.
Okay, you're a little bit muffled when you're talking to me, so I got bits and pieces of it, which is you're calling about you and your son and
no.
a relocation. No?
No, my family, me and my husband and my kids.
Oh, your family. Okay, your family on a relocation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From
and what about the 2 months?
No, I was saying it's only 2 months left in the year, but I am expecting a lot of things to happen for the upcoming 2 months.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I can hear you better now. It seems to me that you, because you're, it looks like your family's going to move cities or something. Does that sound right?
State.
Yes.
Out of state.
Out of state, yeah. And it feels like it's quite a little ways. I feel that there is some stuff that's going to start to happen in the 2 months, but somehow there's a little bit of a delay in potential the move. It might be like a little bit after the first of the year, just so that you know. I just want to tell you don't get anxious about it because I feel that when there's the delay, you get a little bit anxious about it on some of the things that you're waiting to happen in the next 2 months. So I feel like part of the things are going to happen and the other part is more January, February type of time frame. And that's okay. It's still going to go smooth and everything's going to be good. The relocation's good. I think that you are happy with the move. I think it's better for – do you have kids, yeah?
Yes, I have Yes, two boys.
Okay. And they're coming with you? They're younger?
Yes, everybody. We're going together. And you did mention January. It's fine. It's fine if it happens, you know, close to the beginning of the year, so long as we, you know, we're on our way out.
Yeah, I feel it'll be January, February-ish. I think that you're moved by February. And I think that this move is going to be good for everybody. The area seems a lot less stressful. And I think that it's going to be good for the boys in particular. It seems safer or something. Like, I don't know. It seems safer or less stressful, a better opportunity. Something's a little bit better about the area you're moving to. Does that sound right?
The climate, the weather is better because we're going to be out of from the cold and the snow to somewhere that never there's no snow, so it's awesome.
Oh, sounds like you're moving out here in Hawaii. But, no, either way, I think it's a good move for everybody. It's good for the boys, and it's less stressful. Somehow it's a lot less stressful on the family. So it'll be coming. It'll just be in probably January, February. By February, I feel like most of it's handled. Okay?
Yes, it's nice because we have renovations and stuff to do anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have a wonderful day. Good luck with your move.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have area code 615.
Hi, Jennifer. My name's Eileen.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can I help you with?
I was wondering if you have any, from the other side, any messages from the other side for me?
Okay, is there someone in particular that you're looking for?
My husband.
Okay. let me just give me a minute here.
Okay.
Was this, it feels like that, was his passing a little bit unexpected, but yet expected? I mean, you
yes,
kind
ma'am.
Of thought,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
he's really, he has a very gentle heart, you know, soft spot for you. And
mm-hmm.
he basically wants you to know that he made it fine. He thinks that you're concerned about how his transition was, about him getting there,
mm-hmm.
and who he's with. And he's with his, some family members of his, and lots of people. There seems to be a lot of people on both sides of that he knew, and some friends. So he says he's surrounded by loved ones or people. He's with people. He's not alone, and that his transition was really smooth. And that basically he said it was harder on you than it was on him, and that he doesn't like having to be the cause of putting you through, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of sadness or pain,
right.
And that really bothered him. Because he kind of feels like he was always your protector and provider. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so,
I do.
I'm just listening to some other things. He tends to be around you too. Also, did he have a chair or an area? Did you guys sit? Was there a specific area he used to sit and watch TV at night or something?
In our old towns in Florida, yeah.
Okay,
I moved to Tennessee recently.
Okay, because he tends to talk about that and how
mm-hmm.
much, how relaxing that was for him and how he misses that. But he's around you. Apparently you guys had a scheduled, not scheduled, but you had the same routine during at the end of the day.
Yes, we did.
Yes, where you'd talk and you'd sit and enjoy each other's company and go through your day. And he's still around you at that time of day. So he wants you to know that if you ever want to talk to him, which you have,
mm-hmm.
that he hears you.
Okay.
At that. Okay?
Very nice. Thank you
okay.
so much, Jennifer.
You're welcome, hon.
Have a good day,
right.
hon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have area code 617.
Aloha.
Aloha, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderfully. What can I help you with today?
Actually, my question is in regards to, do you see a job opportunity opening up for me?
A job opportunity opening up for you. Yeah, I do see a job opportunity opening up for you. It's going to be longer than you're hoping to, because it feels like it's going to be about 2 months. It feels like it's really a good job. You're happy with the pay. It seems pretty stable. Is this kind of more of a career line of work? Like, it's not, I mean, you're specifically looking in an area type of work?
Yes.
Okay, because it seems to be very, I don't want to say, and I don't know if I mean to say, kind of white collar, or like you're trained in this area or you know about this area type of job, right? It seems like it'll be about 2 months for sure. And you've been applying, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because it feels like you've put some resumes out there, and you kind of feel like you've almost put all the resumes out there. It seems like it's almost a job you've already applied for, but for whatever reason, whoever they hired or there was a delay in hiring, they kind of come back around for you, if that makes sense.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
I hope that's good.
Well, someone a while back said the same thing that you just said about the job coming back around again, that I had applied for the job months ago, some time ago.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I didn't get the job. But it's coming back around to me again.
Yeah, it feels like it comes back around. Either I feel like they may have had somebody in mind that just didn't work out, or whatever reason, it just didn't work out and it wasn't meant for them, but they come back around for you. Okay?
Wow. So in 2 months, that means what, October, November?
It's feeling like November, it's already October, end of October. It feels like more like December. So, you know, you can always... Yeah, you can always drop them a thank you note or just follow up or whoever if you're interested. You know what I mean. And just, I feel like it comes around.
Wow.
All right?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're welcome,
thank
honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
You take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Again, I want to remind everybody that to go on my inspirationalexaminer.com. I have a lot of really cool stuff on there, and I'll be doing specials and different things, and just there's a ton of really great articles on there. So make sure that you check that out. I have an area code 760.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what can I help you with?
Yeah, my name is Brandy, and I was just curious what you could be coming up in the romance area.
What I can see coming up in the romance area. One of the things is I see a couple of different things. Somebody, it feels like, comes into your life that tends to be kind of like a cowboyish or something. I don't know, like that sort of... I don't know if I want to say Western or has a ranch or something that seems to... Do you live in an area like that? It seems almost like it's misplaced or not normal. So what I'm saying is it seems like this person has a tendency to be, know about cattle or cows or ranches or... You know what I'm saying. But that it's either not somebody normally that you would notice or not somebody normally that you would date or not somebody normally in your area. So I don't know if you don't normally date people like that, but it seems to be that you will. And that's really interesting to me because normally I don't get that much information on who's coming into somebody's life. So, to where I can really see the guy and kind of know what his experience is and all of that sort of thing. So that definitely means he's coming around into your life.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so he's just coming in, and I think he's going to have some really good down-home family qualities to him. I don't know if that's what you've been hoping for. It'll be a very good match for you. Have you been married before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I believe this is the guy you're marrying.
Ooh, so I'm marrying a cowboy. I never thought that would happen.
It seems, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, and he may not be an active cowboy. He may just be, know a lot about that, or maybe his family does. You know what I mean? There's some tie to that. It's not necessarily that he's going to come up in his cowboy boots and his cowboy hat, but somehow you'll know what I mean when you see him. That either his family does
or that I might meet him.
You know, I don't know how soon it is as far as, well, I kind of know, but I won't tell you. I'm sorry, because people hold on to time frames. It's not a terribly long time. It's not like 5 years down the road or anything, is what I want to say. It's going to be sooner than that. But what I want to tell you is I wouldn't even worry about it, because this is a really great match, and you guys really have, you have a really strong love for each other. When you meet him, you will also be thinking, you feel like you've met him before.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay. All right. So we have an area code 520.
Hello.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Hello? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. I have to take you off a speaker. My name is Chris, and I wanted to see if you could tell me how you see my court, what will transpire in my court hearing on November 29th. Will it be positive for me, or is it going to be a rough road?
Is this court hearing involving just you, or is there, like, children involved?
Yeah, it's regarding my ex-husband.
Because I'm just feeling like there's children involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's regarding my son.
Okay, because let me look into that just a minute. Because the thing is, I don't feel like, and don't take this personally, don't take this wrong way, because I don't mean it necessarily with you, but I think that everybody's kind of forgetting what the child wants here for some reason. It's like he's being overshadowed because there's too much bickering going on about what that they think should happen, and that is kind of a bummer. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, even the court system, like, even it's really bizarre, but it's like if they're supposed to have his best interest at heart, and it's like he's like, hey, he wants to have a voice, or he's old enough to, but nobody cares. So I feel like you're going to be a little bit frustrated. It's going to go mostly good. So I want to say, you know, you're going to feel like it's half of it went pretty good, or 50, 60%, maybe close to 70% well for you. But there's going to be some things that frustrate you about that. Don't hold on to that. It's really, really important. I want you to not hold on to that and sort of let that go, because I feel like the ex-husband or whatever drifts off in interest, and there's some other changes that happen within the next 2 years. And then you're going to sort of be free of all that, okay?
So it's going to be okay. I just don't want that on my record. That's what I'm concerned about, because trying to...
It'll be okay in the long run. If it is, it'll only be very temporary.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, don't worry about it too much, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Okay, we're already to the end. I'm sorry. We will do this again next Tuesday. So if you're on the line, you can definitely call in again next Tuesday. You want to check out inspirationalexaminer.com, because when that number 10 is up, you will be able to get a 10-minute mini reading for like $25, which is really incredible. And the other thing is, if you actually want a longer reading, you want to go to my website, JenniferOPsychic.com, and there's a readings page for that. But definitely check out my Facebook. If you have Facebook, you can go to JenniferOPsychic.com and Inspirational Examiner. Add me on Facebook. I run specials all the time. And thank you for joining us. I will be back again next Tuesday. Aloha.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.